Welcome to our special Holy Week podcasts from STC Sheffield.
Hi everyone, welcome to Maundy Thursday's video meditation or Friday's audio podcast, depending on when you're listening to this. The word Maundy comes from a Latin word mandatum, which means commandment. We get the English word mandatory from this. In other words, if something is mandatory, it's not an option. You just have to do it. And Maundy Thursday is a reminder to all of us who follow Jesus of his actions in John 13 when he washed the disciples' feet. And he said this to them, John 13 verse 34, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Now in this very different Holy Week this year, we've been considering what it means to have faith through the lens of Luke's account of the last week of Jesus' life. We call it Holy Week. We began the week, do you remember, with the podcast on faith in our city, and then with the first evening meditation, which was faith in tough times. Tuesday, faith and fear. Last night, Wednesday, was faith and failure. And today, and this evening, we're going to pause and take a faith check. Faith check. Now, I think most people would agree that health checks are very common these days, and quite right to do so as well. But I wonder how many of us who follow Jesus take a faith check and how often we do that. In other words, is my faith still relevant at all? Am I still passionate about Jesus? Is he still guiding me and my family every day? Am I actually doing what Jesus has called me to do? Am I ready to serve others in whichever way he calls me to love others like Jesus loves me? Also, do I believe in a supernatural Christian faith? And do I believe in eternal life? That's something we really need to consider these days. One of the hearts of Christianity is that we have eternal life in Christ. And also, am I committed to the mission and ministry of my church family? Faith check, lots of things to check out there. Our reading this evening is Luke 22, verses 24 to 34. It's the Last Supper, and I'm going to read it this evening from the Message Bible. It says, well, before I come on to this, let me give you a little context. Jesus has gathered his friends around the meal table. He's broken bread, he's passed the wine around. We get the communion service, our communion service from this action. And then this is what happens next with this group of his friends gathered around him. This is verse 24 from the Message. Within minutes, they were bickering over who of them would end up the greatest. But Jesus intervened. Kings like to throw their weight around, and people in authority like to give themselves fancy titles. It's not going to be that way with you. So let the senior among you become like the junior, and let the leader act the part of a servant. Who would you rather be, the one who eats the dinner or the one who serves the dinner? You'd rather eat and be served, right? But I take my place among you as the one who serves, and you stuck with me through thick and thin, and now I confer on you the royal authority that my Father has conferred on me, so you can eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and be strengthened as you take up responsibilities among the congregation of God's people. Simon, stay on your toes. Satan has tried his best to separate all of you from me, like chaff from wheat. Simon, I've prayed for you in particular that you will not give in or give out. When you've come through this time of testing, turn to your companions and give them a fresh start. Peter said, Master, I am ready for anything with you. I'll go to jail for you. I'll die for you. Jesus said, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but Peter, before the rooster crows, you will have three times denied that you know me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Wow, what a reading. I think it's quite encouraging to see in the gospel stories, all the gospel stories, that Jesus' disciples struggled with things that we struggle with as well. In this reading here, we see an argument among the disciples of who of them would end up the greatest. We read that in verse 24. And it's always a temptation to compare ourselves with other people. It leads either to pride, we are doing better than anybody else, or it leads to jealousy if we think someone else is doing better than me. Jesus tells them and tells us now that we have to be different. Let me read again. He said this, kings like to throw their weight around. It's great that, isn't it? People in authority like to give themselves fancy titles. But it's not going to be like that with you. Let the senior among you become like the junior and let the leader become like a servant. Because I've taken my place among you as one who serves. And in the light of these challenging verses, it's appropriate on this Maundy Thursday, this Thursday when Jesus gives us his commandment, to consider these actions that Jesus calls us to. It's appropriate to take our own personal faith check. As followers of Jesus, we are called to serve and love others, not just in our minds and in our prayers, but in our actions and with our lives. It's a tough calling. You know, it always amazes me when people say to me something like this, Vicar, Christianity is a crutch. That's all it is for weak people who aren't tough enough to get through life on their own. What? I mean, we must be reading a different Bible and we must be following a different Jesus. You see, following Jesus is definitely not an easy option. Being a biblical disciple, not a cultural Christian, somebody just goes along to church every now and again at Easter and at Christmas and weddings and christenings. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a biblical disciple. Being one is tough. But to do so, to be a biblical disciple, is so worthwhile. It gives real meaning to our lives. And I, for one, need Jesus every day of my life to guide and strengthen me, to lead me in his holy ways in an unholy world, to grow in me his godly characteristics of generosity and kindness and compassion and hospitality and love, and the list goes on of these heavenly attributes. And do you know what? I need God every day in my life to help me smile more in a world that so needs more smiles. As ordinary people, our friends and our neighbours and our colleagues struggle every day, particularly through this global crisis. I hope you join us tomorrow at 10:30 for our online Good Friday gathering. It's 10:30 tomorrow. You can link in through Facebook and then on YouTube. And our theme tomorrow is going to be this, faith in times of sadness. Faith in times of sadness. But tonight, I'm going to finish with these simple words from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said this, let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your eyes, and kindness in your smile. You know, I think those words summarize in many ways the outworking of our faith. If these words become a reality in our lives and in our church, then our faith check results will show healthy, well done, and our world will be a better place for it. Remember, faith in Jesus reveals this truth, and we've said it every night this week. Whatever life holds, our God is able. Here's a prayer for this Maundy Thursday. Lord, thank you for all you have given to me. Thank you, you gave your life for me that I may know and experience your new life personally. Strengthen me this day and in the days to come, and let faith in you rise up in me and overflow to those around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow, 10:30, at our Good Friday gathering.
Precious blood has left me forgiven, pure like the whitest of snow, powerful to make sin and shame retreat. This covenant
Jesus encourages his church. I see everything you're doing for me. Impressive. The love and the faith, the service and persistence. Yes, very impressive. You get better at it every day. A prayer for us to say together now for Holy Week. Lord, we welcome you into our lives, our families, and our church this Holy Week. May faith, hope, and love fill us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.